We really appreciate you all staying in touch with us and how we can stay in touch with you through the website and through these announcements to try to let you know some things that are going on, some things you might be interested in, some things that you don't get to see if you don't come to church every week. But if you know, our denomination has been going through a lot of changes. Now, I don't want to give you my opinion on what those changes are, because the most important to me is our individual personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And in my humble opinion, we put Scripture first in our faith relationship, and we let God take care of the rest. I got out of the judging business a long time ago, and the Bible clearly says, well, first comes death, and then the judgment. Now, so all of us are going to go to heaven. Not everybody's going to stay, because first comes death and then the judgment, as we stand at the judgment seat of Christ when we get to heaven. I just want to be among the number when Jesus said, hey, I know you and you know me, come on in. So with all that said, tomorrow, Monday the 19th at 9:30 in the morning, they had taken our district and combined it with the district, the Gainesville district. Now, we have a very, very large district now because of the disaffiliation and churches that left our denomination. We have to do things a little differently. But one thing that we now have a permanent district superintendent, at least for another 4 to 6 to 8 years. Wayne Wyatt was a blessing. We're glad that he came. Clark Campbell Evans filled in for 1 year as we were going through the COVID thing and all that. And well, anyhow, we have a brand new district superintendent, and you get a chance to meet her if you would like. It's tomorrow, Monday, the 19th of August at 9:30 at the church, and her name is Catherine Pluck Price. Wonderful lady, been a United Methodist minister for years and years. Her and her husband founded one of the churches in the Gainesville district, and they served together for years, and our bishop called her to be a district superintendent. So hope and pray you come and meet her, and if you can't make it, we'll try to keep you posted on what we know and how things are progressing. But the most important thing is that we are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess who is the head of the church? Yep, Jesus. And the rest of us are under shepherds. And so with that, I don't know of any birthdays or anniversaries that I can lift up individually, although I know there are some in August, and we'll eventually find out. But I like what Tina Crowder Oaks, our lay leader, did whenever she would fill in for me on the online service, and she took that little birthday song and anniversary song and combined it. It makes a lot of sense when we don't know specifically whose birthday or anniversary. So with that, we close with the song. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Have a good day.